share what you've brought to the show today with our listeners. And I'm looking forward to the next time we're in here to chat.
Thank you, Jesse. It's my pleasure. And I'm really happy and grateful to you and CJSF for doing this.
Yeah, and you can always head to worldmediainenglish.org to find out more.
Thank you again. See you next time.
See you next time.
Join us Friday, July 28th at 9 p.m. for a special performance by Jane Harms and Ian Davies to celebrate the release of Unit Pitt's limited edition Sound of the Sun Volume 1 cassette tape available for purchase that evening. Jane Harms' new work, The Weekend of the Year, is featured on the compilation, which she will perform alongside several other works. Accompanying the celebration is the king of bedroom country, Ian Davies, who graciously brings his tunes for us from Montreal. Thank you to the Pale Fire for their support in hosting this event, which will additionally be an opportunity to see their current exhibit, Primes, showing works by Nicole Andre. Tickets are limited. Reserve your spot now. Pale Fire is located at 866 East Broadway, Vancouver.
Yeah. Sick. All right. Woo, finally. Okay. Hey, everyone.
Hi.
So this is CJSF Studio 6 live session, and we have Necking in studio today. So go ahead and take it away.
Come so I may do.
being here.
Yay!
I am particularly very excited to have a louder band, a punk band, in the studio. We had electronic, we've had Only a Visitor, which is like more indie, and we start with Quinn Pickering, who's played acoustic guitar and some muted drums, so it's really exciting to have a truly amplified band in here. So, but anyway, so who are you?
That's a question.
We're necking.
That's a loaded question.
Yeah. We're a band.
We're necking.
And so you just recently some big news happened. I'm gonna try to bring it out of you. So like you had some big news that you just announced pretty much.
Yeah, sort of. I mean,
We weren't very good at keeping it a secret.
Yeah. I mean, we did an Instagram Live
signing.
Yeah.
To Men's Records.
Yeah. So the Instagram Live the dozen people who tuned in knew.
Hey, I was one of those dozen people.
Were you really?
I think 10 minutes.
Okay, so 10 minutes is pretty good. It went on for hours. It felt that way. But we just recently announced that the Mint is putting out our first LP.
Cool.
Called Cut Your Teeth.
And you had Megan involved in some aspect of this?
Megan Magdalena took our album photos.
Yep. Cool. That's it.
Yeah.
How did that come about? Like, you have been a part of the Vancouver music scene and punk scene for a while, and I feel like you've brought in your sentiment records, had Megan Magdalena take photos. Like, how have you, like, what are your comments on the Vancouver scene?
I mean, Vancouver was scooped up into it so fast, it seemed like, as soon as you became... Oh, sorry, I thought everyone...
No, I can only hear what's in the microphones.
Oh, no.
Oh,
okay.
Yep.
Did you hear what happens when we all talk?
We can pick it up on there.
Oh, hello.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but we'll get a better sound of you.
Okay, got it. Yeah. It seemed like as soon as we started a band, everyone was like, "Please open our show." It's been kind of the same bill, different variations of the same bill. Don't you notice it's the kind of a thing that happens now? All the bands that we play with now that we love, like, there's a new band, everyone's like really excited about them, like.
Yeah, it's just
put some on.
Yeah,
you get supportive.
Yeah, we owe basically everything to folks who have been so supportive of us. Yeah.
Generous is a good word.
Generous
and
took pity.
Definitely took pity. They were like, oh my god,
poor girl.
We had just like one very bad demo out. Not bad, but it was the Music Waste demo that we recorded in like 3 hours at Suna Studios.
Oh yeah,
using GarageBand. And that was all we had, and it was not impressive. But people were really just taking chances on us.
Yeah.
And I think we did an okay job putting on like a live show, and then.
Hey, that's the dream, I think. I mean, you went from like a demo and then meditation tape, and now you're signed to Mint Records. So hey.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Congratulations on that.
What's the catch there?
Yeah,
it's gotta be.
Right, it always.
We're gonna
feels
die very young.
Yeah, we sold our souls. To Randy. Randy owns our soul. He's gonna take
care of my soul. That's fine.
Yeah, I feel like he would take good care of your souls.
Yeah.
So. Cool. If you want to, what were the two songs that you just played?
The first one was Big Mouth, and that's the first single off our LP. It came out 2 days ago.
Yeah.
And then Daddy Issues. Daddy Issues is off Meditation Tape.
Cool.
Yeah, it's the second song we ever wrote.
It is the second song we ever wrote.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. Take it away into your next two songs?
Which is
Sauce and then Go Getter.
Okay.
sick. okay, let's, why cut your teeth?
Kids, cut your teeth because, have you heard the saying cut your teeth before?
Yeah, I have. I mean, there might be people who haven't. So,
yeah. So when,
this was your idea, right?
It was my,
I had never heard the phrase before.
Yeah, well, the term cut your teeth is like, the process of like learning something, you like
your
cut
first
your
experience.
Teeth, your first experience. Yes. So for example, you know, the first show we ever played was Music Waste. We like cut our teeth at Music Waste,
right.
Like learning something new. And thematically, all the songs are really about just like being a shithead and ruining your life and then starting over and learning how to be a human again.
And also it's our first album.
And it's our first album, so it's a double entendre, if you will.
And also it sounds hard.
Yeah, there's
that. Cool. Yeah. How was the writing process for it all? Like, did it kind of just happen? Did you? Was it as organic as it all sounds?
It took a long time. The oldest song on the album. I mean, we also didn't know that we would be doing an album for a while. We thought about putting out another EP. The oldest song on the album is probably a year and a half old at this point.
Yeah, youngest song is like maybe youngest song we finished like a couple days before getting in the studio.
Yeah, so really we finished the last few songs. We finished out of necessity because we had booked studio time and we're like, oh yes.
Yeah, we put that deposit down and then it was like we better show up.
Talking to the mic.
Sorry, I can't. Yeah, we put a deposit down and we were like, we need to actually have some material to go in here with, or else we're gonna be pretty boned. But
who did you record with?
Jesse Gander.
Yes.
Amazing experience.
He's so wonderful to work with.
Oh, it was our first time ever in a real like studio, and he made it so nice and comfortable and not terrifying like we thought it would be.
Oh my gosh, we all have our first like real studio experience to be with Jesse Gander, I think. So, yeah,
he felt very fortunate.
Yeah.
How long did it take you to record it with them there?
3 days.
3 days. Cool. Sick. All right. We had a question that came up, which was like, it was given to me by other people that are helping us run this thing right now. So they want to know what's in the bag. Does that mean anything?
What's in the bag?
What's in your bag? Or
everything.
Instagram story?
If you want to grab my bag right now, there's like, I think there's a hairbrush.
That's
a normal thing. That's normal.
I think this is what we're talking about, but we're, when we practice, we spend the first 30 minutes practicing, and then we spend about an hour doing
fucking around.
Yeah. It's so fucked. I'm surprised we finished anything.
This is why
I'm surprised we still have Instagram followers.
I know, and so we did a What's in My Bag series.
And that was only just because I don't know if I was trying to get something out of Mel's bag.
You were trying to.
I was like, this is fucked up. You have so much shit in here.
You never know.
I can't believe
what you might need.
How much things you can read.
Actually, that brings up an interesting thing. And I may be remembering this wrong, but it seems that your Instagram followers, like, you're wondering how you kept them, but I feel like your Instagram followership has, like, doubled in size lately. I remember, like...
Maybe.
Gone up maybe, I don't know. We don't pay attention. I don't care about that kind of
thing. Do you remember when we were, like, all sitting around when it was at $9.99?
Yeah, and we're like,
today's the day, bitches. I'm getting one more follower.
And then it happened and we're all like group messaging, like,
I think I was like messaging my cousins.
You know, what happened actually is we had like a modest, maybe like, I don't know what the number was, but we had a modest amount, and then we played Kingfisher Blues Christmas Party, which with Peach Pit.
Oh yeah,
and all the teams.
It was probably the worst show we've ever played.
It was the worst show we've ever played in our lives. It's so embarrassing, but the young people liked it.
I don't like thinking about it.
It's humiliating. We it was so bad that we went out the back door. We just went out the back door and the car was parked near like the front entrance. We're like, I don't give a shit. I'm walking around the
entire parking lot so that we could avoid the group of people standing out front.
It was so bad that the band after us, we were like, hi guys, that was pretty bad. And they were like, well, and we're like, okay.
and then me was, well, I mean, that's your kind of music, right?
It's like your style. It's like being bad.
Oh.
Like your style lends itself well too.
But the point is, really the young people thought that Disaster was like entertaining or something, and we got a bunch of followers and like really weird, like really weird messages. Like, I'm young, but I don't understand that slang anymore. Remember we got one and we were spending so long trying to translate it? It was like, what up you babes, missed you at the...
I'm trying to picture like a younger crowd.
Like braces type.
Oh wow, okay.
Like there was no alcohol there.
Yeah.
Oh, and all
which was the... why? There was alcohol here. Yeah, there was no alcohol inside there.
Well, I feel like, I don't know, I think we're kind of harsh as musicians on ourselves on the way that we even, like, I mean, everyone's had bad shows. I'm certain that was terrible. I'm not even gonna pretend like you probably had a terrible show, but most people don't, like, most people are like, that was cool and energetic and generally we can, I think that's like, in punk and rock, people just get it, like, we can get away with it a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Because musicians are people too.
Yeah, we have bad days.
We make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes.
Yeah.
So what's what are the next song? The next songs? What?
We only got two left.
Two left.
Rover.
And Apple.
Two. Shoot.
The next one's called Rover. Mm-hmm. This is the oldest song on the record.
Yeah.
The new record. We wrote it like a year and a half ago.
Cool. Excellent. Take it away.
I'm a dog calling home, crawling back and be alone. I'm a dog calling home, crawling back and be alone. I'm a dog calling home, crawling back and be alone. I'm a dog calling home, crawling back and be alone. Stuck in the doghouse, tied to a short leash. They think I'm trouble. They never like me.
moving on to the last song, just because it is your last song, are there any plans or anything that you want to say about what's going on with you that you would like to say now, in this moment?
Well, we have a record coming out.
What day?
July the 5th.
July the 5th.
Right now, our single Big Mouth is out.
Yeah, on Exclaim, right?
It's on Exclaim. Okay. Exclaim released it, but it's on Spotify.
Cool.
And it's on our Bandcamp.
There will be a couple more coming out before the record as well.
Cool.
And we're touring in July.
Yeah.
Cool. Where are you going to?
We're doing West Coast US, some island shows as well. We're not really going east. That is for later this year.
Yes, east is hard too.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Are you doing the tour with anybody so far, or is it just all on your lonesome?
So we're gonna play the first few shows with our friend Emily Toyota.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
cool.
Yeah.
That is awesome. All right, well, thank you for doing this, for waiting and watching us put a bunch of cables around you, and this is your last song. What is it called?
Habbo Hotel.
Oh, wow, what?
Habbo Hotel.
That's amazing. I spent way too much
time. I'm glad you know what it is.
Oh, yes.
So can we ask you a question right
here? Okay, yeah.
You have to be honest.
I'll try.
Because we're very honest in this. Have you ever had cyber sex on Habbo Hotel?
Yeah, probably. Yes.
Okay.
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. Ricky.
This one's for you. It goes out to you.
Out on Mint Records, and thank you for ruining my reputation. And also playing.
We've all done it. We probably did it at one point.
Oh my god.
And playing today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Woo! Yay!
And that's it.
Sorry, Ricky.
No, it's okay. Everybody, you know, honestly.
On Sunday, July 30th, join the SFU Pipe Band from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. for a free concert at the Academic Quadrangle near the pond at the SFU Burnaby campus. Experience a morning of exhilarating pipe and drum music with the world-renowned band before they head to Scotland to compete at this year's World Pipe Band Championships in August. The concert will be held outdoors, so please dress for the weather and consider bringing a blanket or chair to sit on. Hope to see you there.